The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's National Intel Report, this Friday, November 16th, 2018. Again, I am your guest host, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller on this wonderful Friday evening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So quickly, before we go to the phones, what would the opposite of jumping the shark be? You know, when something sort of crosses the, you know, point of diminishing interest. What would the opposite of that be? Because as far as I can tell, as far as I see it, the problem is that this discussion should break out into middle America, into, you know, middle class America. And it should be more normal for folks to talk about, for example, H.R. 2977, the Space Preservation Act of 2001, and the technology mentioned in it, since it's being used, I believe, here in America, it seems to, you know, like I said, where do you go? I mentioned last year, for example, that the fires. You can find the information on INCIWEB, INCIWEB.NWCG.gov. Welcome to the new INCIWEB. Oh boy, which probably means a number of things have disappeared. But you know, you have that map and all of the fires. Last year, there were over 1,000 fires that were started because of lightning. And I would love to have. You know, I was thinking about putting together a database of stuff and or taking the feed, one of the feeds basically, and saying what are the odds that all of these fires were started by lightning? That's interesting. Because you can see, let's see if it still shows that. The campfire, which is, I mean, ridiculous that, you know, we would even do that like it's a joke. Oh, that's not. Oh, I know. It's plausible deniability. Anyway, so let's see. Yeah, it looks different. They changed it. The layout of the data. Does it still show you the listed cause, incident type, wildfire, overview, size, containment, cause, under investigation? So, I mean, this is the official government resource on this stuff. Alder Mountaineer and Moses fires. Let's see. This is the more normal way they lay this out. Alder Mountaineer and Moses lightning caused. Okay, 4,700 acres. So you just go down the list on the feed. Oops, that's not what I wanted. Prescribed burn. No, we don't care about that. Prescribed. Eden fire, wildfire, yep. Cause, lightning. See what I mean? That's two in a row. Randomly. Delta fire, wildfire. How about we, Mendocino complex, let's open that one too and see what they have listed here. What are the odds? Human for the Delta fire and Mendocino, same, right? Let's see. Under investigation. So I think it would be really good to just pull all of this data out and see what the percentage of fires started by lightning are. And the thing that I was going to do last year, and I never got around to doing it, but someone should. Some enterprising, see, here's another one, the Klondike fire. Cause, lightning, natural. Okay, so we're already an overwhelming percentage, and I've just clicked on a few. And I didn't look at any of these before. I just did this. This is my point. You can go to the feed on ncweb.nwcg.gov. So ncweb.nwcg.gov/feeds/ RSS. Feeds will take you to the RSS feeds, and then you click on the national incidents feed, which is /RSS/incidents from there. And just a few that I've just clicked on are predominantly caused by lightning. And so the thing I was going to do last year that I never got around to, but I should, you know what? I think Tim's right. If we're going to fund anything, I would like to have help funding efforts to, for example, create a little platform. You know, a couple of ideas. I'll just do this and then we'll go to the phones. A couple of ideas I've had in, the last many months, however many months. One, the censorship stuff that happens on YouTube. Where's the platform where we can manually get together? We all get together and manually we identify some content creators we think are worth, you know, they're sort of the coal mine in the canary kind of thing. So we create a platform. Every time these people we've identified publish a video on YouTube, it's automatically sort of backed up, or the metadata, if you will, at a minimum. And in the area of the blockchain, if there's a useful application here, it's something like this. But, you know, if you haven't heard my thoughts on the blockchain and cryptocurrency, suffice it to say, it's not trustworthy. Not only do I not trust it, it's not trustworthy for a variety of reasons. Anyway, a platform where when something is posted, like on YouTube, for example, it's automatically syndicated, so to speak, on this other platform. And, for example, you could see this person created all of these videos, and then it would ping every once in a while YouTube to see if that video still exists. Oh, it came down? Why did it come down? This person has had X percent of their videos scrubbed, and these are the videos that were scrubbed. Why did they scrub this one? What was in it that was offensive? Because, you know, there's child abuse and pornography on YouTube, so why was this video offensive? That's just trying to inform people. And channels, same thing. So that would be an interesting idea, I think. And then another platform to take the NCWeb data and cross it with, you know, like the Dark Sky API or something like that, darksky.net, and take the weather data. Well, take the source of the lightning caused fires and cross it with the weather data for the day or days that fire was allegedly started. And you will see, as I did last year when I started looking into it, a peculiar anomaly arise that in most cases on the day in question, the conditions did not support a lightning strike in that area. I wonder what that means. What do you suppose? Back to HR2977. Hopefully that makes sense. I mean, if there's anything we could do that would be, you know, that would be something, wouldn't it? And I'm not saying that anybody did anything. It would be interesting, I think, to see on a place like that, because this is something that affects people's lives in a very real way. And that's what I mean by what's the opposite of jumping the shark, because that's what should happen. People don't become aware of this kind of stuff. People in California, hundreds of thousands of acres are burning, millions of acres this year again, like last year. And until their home is burned, you know, and you see a car that's basically vaporized, it's melted into the ground, and adjoining infrastructure or, you know, trees and things are fine. How is that possible that something could be vaporized and right next to it, something is fine? HR 2977 seems to explain that, among other things. So that would be interesting. If this conversation got out, people started to see that, yes, Virginia, maybe something a little more nefarious and sinister is happening. I mean, after all, Operation Northwoods, if it teaches us anything, it's the highest levels of military brass are not – they don't bat an eye when, you know, the discussion of collateral damage and mass casualties to support a worthy and noble cause. You know, the end justifies the means. They aren't bashful about that. Most people are unwilling to acknowledge that because – It doesn't just offend their delicate sensibilities. It treads on their way of life and their means of economic sustenance, which is why they want to turn away. Run away. Don't listen, because then you might have to do something with that information. But it needs to get out into mainstream America. And there's more on that that's kind of interesting anyway. Discrediting message and messenger and creating a cartoonish, basically a cartoonish confluence where Stan Lee meets the hard realities of life. I think that's what a lot of that stuff is supposed to do. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, Chris, in 1947 or 49, I was 10 or 12 years old, and it was over the radio that they were seeding the clouds to make it rain.
Yeah.
And I don't know, all these years, this is stuck in my mind. And the general talk then was they were doing it with dry ice. And I asked my dad about it. And my dad said, well, Freddie, we only have three seasons here in Iowa, July, August, and winter, you know. But He said that they are saying they put dry ice in the clouds to make it rain. And hell, I thought that was a pretty good idea. And then, you know, as a kid, I didn't think any more of it. But hell, this has been around for a long time. And I know, for crime's sake, that's 70 years ago, yeah. Or almost 70 years ago. So it's not new. Well, that's all I got to say. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah, that's come out in declassified documentation that the military was experimenting seeding the clouds over large metropolitan areas. And, I mean, it does sound kind of like a good idea in one sense, but then, you know, you find out the reasons for things. When John Brennan is talking about CIA.gov, Director Brennan speaks at the Council on Foreign Relations. What could possibly go wrong with all of that? June 29, 2016. A stratospheric aerosol injection. Another example is the array of technologies often referred to collectively as geoengineering. That's what Brennan said. That potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. Oh, you mean the threat of global warming that the Club of Rome in the First Global Revolution wrote about? You know, that book that was based on the Limits of Growth report back in the 70s. Book published in 91, Alexander King, Bertrand Schneider. First Global Revolution, talking about the threat of global warming. That global warming? We don't call it global warming anymore, do we? It's climate change, because Al Gore was wrong, even though since we have an 8-second attention span, we don't remember. The whole world will be underwater because I invented the internet or something like that. Anyway, so like he said, one that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. That's what Brennan said, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. Yeah, and then, as Richie from Boston has been reminding us, Harvard, right? Harvard's solar geoengineering research program. Imagine the coincidence. Imagine that Harvard is, you know, they have a geoengineering project, and Dr. David Keith is our buddy. He and his pals are going to save us from, well, the mess that they've created, I guess. But, oh, there's so much more. So, you know, the big story, though, that sort of seems to get left out in all of this, Aaron and Melissa Dykes did a video, what was that, a couple of days ago, something like that. I'm looking quickly. Tesla technology has been revived. The Tesla Tower. Last week. 22 minutes, 56 seconds. So, Aaron mentions in the video, and I remember that too, you know, the Tesla Master of Lightning documentary talks about, among other interesting things we all should be aware of, that Tesla was working on. Well, first of all, it's interesting that Tesla was basically, the radio technology was his. You know, we hear about these guys, Marconi and the song. Remember Bing Crosby singing the song? But it was all based on Tesla's patents, all of it. You know, Hedy Lamarr, wireless technology and all that. Yeah, but still based on Tesla technology. So anyway, Tesla had patents to beam energy to heat up the ionosphere and store energy and information in the literal clouds, in the ionosphere. So that's the real cloud, and that's why these guys are talking about. There's a little bit of cloud seeding that has to happen for the ionosphere to hold the information and or the energy. As far as I know, I'm no expert on it, but in the limited research I've done, that's what I understand. So that's the real, I think, the real reason the CIA is telling you they're interested in spraying the clouds. So anyway, Brennan continued. He said an SAI program, stratospheric aerosol injection, could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with high temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. The process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. Oh, so cheap. Ask George Soros. I'm sure he'd love to help out. Or, you know, Sheldon Adelson or the Koch brothers or on and on. Anyway, back to the phones. Damien in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello?
Hey, Damien.
Hey, let me just say one thing off the bat. I listen to your show. I never call in, but I listen to your show every morning.
Right on.
I love it.
Well, appreciate it.
Because I like who calls in. John in Tennessee, Mike in, you know, I just like to, Glenn, I like to listen to them.
Yeah.
These guys,
Glenn,
and the
incomparable
guy in New Jersey,
Glenn in Philly.
Paul, right? In New Jersey?
Yeah. Yeah.
They always bring up something that you might not agree with them, but hey, they bring up a topic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Paul in
Which
New Jersey,
good,
who
and
is.
I respect you, man. I respect you a lot because I like to listen to it. What I'm saying today is, when you were talking about the shooting down here in the county.
Which one, right?
And,
Which one, right?
Well, no, the one at Marjorie Stormbidoe's high school, the high school shooting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Is there a break coming up?
Yep. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth.
Welcome back. I was just going to do the math real fast. I'll do it in the next break. I said that these fires, when I was talking about the fires, that I grabbed some random ones. What I'm doing is just going down the feed list and opening the wildfires that they have listed. So we'll talk about, you know, plausible coincidence, all that kind of stuff in the next segment. I haven't looked. I mean, I don't know what it is yet, but the math on how many fires are caused by lightning, how many are not, I think will be provocative. Anyway, we're on the phones, and Damien in Florida, you were saying when I was talking about the shooting, the Florida, the Parkland.
Yeah. When I saw her name, I was like, oh my God.
Which her?
I was like, this is way too much of a coincidence right here. My ex-girlfriend worked at that school for 14 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, I know what's going on here. And her, the one that was on, it's probably not right if I mention her name, but
no.
She was on CNN. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, that is way too much of a coincidence. Way too much.
Huh. Interesting.
I'm telling you, man, it's really like, whoa, what is this? And she stopped working there a year before that happened. And I called her the other day, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm sorry that, because, you know, she has friends that work there and stuff like that. And she's like, you know, that was terrible, this and that. I can't believe that that happened and this and that. I'm like, I'm so glad that you weren't there when it happened. But I said, did you talk to Melissa yet? She's like, no, I haven't spoken to her. I'm like, okay. All right, Chris, man, yo, go, continue on with your show. Maybe I should call in when you have in the morning. But I love what you do, man. Have a good time, all right?
Thanks, Damien. Appreciate your call. And, yeah, feel free to call in anytime. Back to the phones. Pat in Fort Worth, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hey, Pat. You bet.
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about all these things for quite a while.
And, I know you have.
I believe that dreams are important. Mm-hmm. A lot of Christians think so. God has ways of warning us. And I had got my back sick and had these terrible dreams. They weren't terrible, but night was coming, and I had to get home. And I didn't have a home. I said, uh-oh, it's torn down. Well, they did do that to me, and that did sort of happen to me. But in all these situations, it was almost like a shopping center. I think God looks at us like a shopping center with a roof over one head, one roof, you know, and we're all in it together. One goes down. Well, anyway, my son is down there in Panama City, and it's a terrible, terrible hurricane. It's terrible.
And that's another one of those things you got to wonder about, you know, one of those incidents.
Well, I know they say that could be directed for this. Florida went for Hillary. I mean, against Hillary, for Trump, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, there are prophets who tell things. And I discovered this guy, Prophet Hour, O-W-U-O-R, the man of the hour. And before the Haiti, or after the Haiti earthquake, and he had accurately predicted it 30 days earlier. And I'm thinking, Chris, you know the Bible. It says it will be as the days of, Nineveh. And Jonah did not say, if you repent. He just said, in 40 days, because the fear of God hit me. Better say what?
40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown, and that was it.
And he didn't say, if you don't repent. Everybody has that. Add that to the Bible.
Really?
The Bible.
That's interesting.
So this guy did predict a terrible hurricane hitting Florida in January of 2017. So when God is in things like predicting, it also says that God will have his way in the whirlwind. So what I'm saying is, and the fires, isn't the whole earth going to be burned by fire, destroyed by fire?
2 Peter chapter 3.
Well, you have to look at what did they do to God.
Absolutely.
He said it there. And I thought one thing, because I worked in seven of those hospitals.
We're headed into a break. Hold that thought, Pat. We're headed into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll talk about percentages of fires caused by lightning when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Back. Bottom of the second hour of today's National Intel Report, this Friday, November 16th, 2018. I'm talking about funny weather. Just real quick, and we're on the phones, Pat in Fort Worth. I'm curious what your thought is maybe on this, or folks, what is your take on this? If you go to NCWeb again, ncweb.nwcg.gov, just go to the feeds like I did. Open the wildfire links, all of them, what is it, 20 or 25? I think the feed publishes 25 of the most recent postings. And if you just click on the wildfire postings, I got 13 total wildfire postings. What percentage do you suppose of those are caused by people, are attributed to people? What percentage would you suppose are caused by lightning, and what percentage are still under investigation? Of those 13, what do you think? What do you think, Pat?
Well, I don't know. I admire people who look for these conspiracies because they're definitely out there. Okay, I do too. But I hate to say it, but I think the Lord shows me stuff. I mean, I don't want to say I think that he is showing him, and he not sure what other people, I'm just saying we don't pay attention. We just don't pay attention. It costs too much.
Speaking of that, a subject of translations, and the movie, the documentary New World Order Bible Versions is interesting. Definitely something people should check out. But, God is not thwarted by the shortcomings of man. He wants to get you a message. He's going to get you a message. And I think Numbers 22, I think it is, the story of Balaam's donkey is a good illustration of that point.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, really. The donkey was smarter than him because he had a love of money, which is the root of all evil.
Yeah. Hey, man, why do you keep beating me? I'm just,
the
angel
verses.
With the fire swords here. Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
But my husband said something. He's a real conspiracy nut, and he said something about a path that they were burning, maybe for fast-speed rail train or something. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. But on the other hand, I have seen things like I thought I'd never see when Hurricane and Galveston just flattened every house on the beach. I mean, it was nothing but foundations as far as you could see. There's one three-story house just sitting there. And my point is, why don't we just trust God? I'm not saying we shouldn't expose all those conspiracies and things like that, but we don't need to live in fear that of that happening to us. I'm not saying we shouldn't have insurance. I'm not saying all that, but when you get through, these people, they're bigger than God, and that's not true.
So
we
absolutely
need on the right side of God. And I think he warns people. Now he says his prophets are sleeping dogs that won't bark. That's pitiful. That's pitiful, pitiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we need to be looking. Is God mad with us? Should we check this out? I'm thinking about Nineveh, that they must have been warned a lot of times. I can't imagine the king calling a solemn fast, no food or water for 3 days on animals. If he hadn't already been warned a little bit before Jonah got there.
That's valid observation,
I
think. Anyway, who knows?
People are warned and they don't want to hear it because they don't want to think about God, because then they have to think about how they've offended him. And if you read Genesis, which is, I think it's Genesis right now, and I'm just opportunistic to hear. He threw Adam and Eve out of their garden and made them toil forever and all that stuff, because they just simply disobeyed him. So it's very important to obey God. I try real hard, and I feel like if we make a mistake, which I make a whole lot of them, that he knows that we tried, and that's where I think we're falling short. We have no fear of God in America.
Yep.
And we shouldn't be surprised if anything happens.
Generally speaking, we don't, but yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres and all of, they made this Lord's Supper scene, and she was Jesus with her hands out, standing, of course, so he was sitting. And all these lesbians were on the table around him. Should I be surprised if they have a mudslide that almost washes out the whole place? All those people there in Mendocino?
That's one theory. You talked about conspiracy theories,
have some advertisement for their big gay pride parade, and they made a Lord's Supper scene, and they had their black leather on, and they had their sex instruments on the table. And Miller Brewery even said, oh, you can't do that. And they did it anyway. Am I surprised that hundreds of thousands of raw sewage dumped right into the water there in San Francisco? No. So I think people better look around that way.
Yeah. It's a valid observation, I think, to be aware. I'm Thanks for your call, Pat. Appreciate it.
Testing, you know, or testing, or there's a scripture that about how you get patience. That can be happen to people too. But you know, my son down there, his mom is a pure miracle. This house, he said, all the trees, 18 of them, he said, they all blew away from the house. Not one blew on the house. And then
yeah,
said,
which is hard to imagine. That's a coincidence. Hey, Pat, we gotta move on. We got other calls. Yep. Calls are stacking up. I appreciate your call. Okay. Thanks, Pat.
All right.
Thank you. Always, interesting observations. I think Romans chapter 1 tells us kind of where that heads. You know, Exodus chapter 20, the Israelites, not the, you know, British Israelis, but the Israelites of the Bible. Moses says, hey, you talk to us. Or come up and let's talk to God. And they say, hey, you talk to us lest we perish. Try to get somebody in between. Hebrews 14, I think, is where talks about the Jesus being the high priest, intercessor. Maybe not. It's Hebrews. I forget exactly what chapter. And, you know, speaking of kind of, I think what Pat is going toward is the, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Anyway, there are lots of passages like that, and it's obviously worth observing. So just quickly before we go back to the phones, what percentage, folks, do you think? I grabbed 13 wildfires from the NC Web postings, just in the order that they were posted, the 13 most recent. Of the 13 total wildfires, according to the government statistics, 8 of them are caused by lightning, 62%. 1 caused by a human, 31%, or 4 of them, or 31%, are still under investigation. Is that not kind of a head scratcher? So then from there, like I said, you know, that's not necessarily particularly eye raising, but if you start to put together the weather data for that area on that day and it doesn't support a lightning strike, what are we left to conclude? Back to the phones. Joe in Arkansas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris, good evening. I apologize. I need to go back a little bit. Yeah. I need to apologize. Can we go back a little bit when you talk about percentage in October of 2001?
No apology.
Yeah, what was the name of that bill? What was the name of that bill?
It's the Space Preservation Act of 2001. It's H.R. 2977.
Okay. Do you remember what fell out of the sky in October of 2001?
No.
Okay, we had the plane fall out of the sky over Long Island, and the witnesses said either the tail just fell off or it was knocked off.
Right. Yeah.
And the scuttlebutt was that it was a message to the pilots to keep their mouth shut about 9/11. So, who knows what, you know, what happened to that plane?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they use that? Did they use that weapon on that? Who knows?
Yeah. Yep. Who knows, indeed. But what we do know is that there is some very interesting technology that is floating around, and we're encouraged to think it's a good thing. You know, where is that story? The plasma cannon. Speaking of that, anyway.
That's all I got. I just thought that was interesting that plane just happened to get knocked out of the air a month after 9/11.
You know, exactly.
Everybody seems to have forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, great show, and keep it up.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
So the story I was thinking of, published 2 days ago, Popular Mechanics, The Secret History of Plasma Weapons. After decades of promise and failure, a new plasma weapon emerges. Good times, You can read the story. Real fast, just two more things. A couple of stories that aren't posted, I don't think, on RBN. But so I mentioned on Road Warrior Radio this morning this story over at Fox News, Daniel Hoffman's opinion piece titled "Ex-CIA Officer: Stopping Mass Killers in the U.S. Isn't Simple, but Here Are Steps We Can Take to Combat Them." Tell me if this doesn't sound like an ex-CIA officer, wink, wink. And these guys are everywhere these days, aren't they? Former CIA analyst. So he wrote far down toward the end of the piece, as is customary, "There should be more debate about whether to restrict civilian access to semi-automatic rifles." That's interesting. Civilian access, which gets to Alan Watts' provocative observation that, you know, when it comes to these kinds of things, for example, in this case, the idea is, you know, you have two people standing next to each other and they are, you know, basically same kind of people. And you put a badge on one of them and suddenly he's much more qualified. He's far more qualified. And people will say, oh, no, that's – well, you know, these people are trained better. Okay, well, I just read a story – where is that? What, in the last day or two about the Parkland incident? What is it? There's a report or something where basically what they're saying is Parkland students, we told school about alleged school – shooters threats. That was 2 days ago. That's New York Post. Is that the one I'm thinking of? I think so. Where, you know, when they want people, you know, Radley Balco, the militarized law enforcement, you know, Rise of the Warrior Cop, they want the warrior cop to have automatic weapons. And so they'll say they're much better trained. But when something like this happens, then they say, maybe this wasn't the article, it was one of the recent ones where they say, oh, the last time they had active shooter training down in Broward County was 2016. So, you know, you couldn't. But, you know, I've mentioned how Sheriff Scott Israel bragged about the fact in his response to Bill Hager that BSO apprehended the Fort Lauderdale airport suspect in under 80 seconds from when the first shot was fired. Didn't seem to stop them there, the lack of active shooter training. You see what I'm saying? It's a bunch of hocus pocus. So ex-CIA officer Daniel Hoffman says we should have more debate on whether to restrict civilian access to semi-automatic rifles, the weapon of choice for so many recent mass shootings, except that's not true. Anyway, darn the facts. But from an intelligence perspective, consider the potential value of coupling motive and means by having tracked the accused Pittsburgh synagogue gunman's weapons purchases with his posts of anti-Semitic threats on social media sites, including just hours before the attack. Oh, you guys can already do that, right? It's the threat score analysis. Anyway, problem reaction. We have a solution. The First Amendment protects the expression of hate, but all of us in the crosshairs of this speech would do well to collect information on the extremist authors and bring it to the attention of local authorities. Right. See something, say something, spy on your neighbor. The other companion piece to that is the – where did I see that? The school shootings is basically an industry that has given rise to a related $2.1 billion industry, I think is the way that story went. I'll have to find that later. Anyway, it's a $2 billion industry, school shooting stuff. And remember that post last year, the what's it called? The high High Incident Project. Remember that post? It's called the High Incident Project. So high incident projects give rise to, you know, DefSec kind of stuff. Anyway, back to the phones. quickly. Mike in Colorado, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Chris. Real quick, that story with the fires and those four little drone videos on RBN,
yeah.
if people
yeah.
haven't seen that, they've got to go watch that, because, you know, honestly, it could have been gremlins with flamethrowers, it could have been an EMP weapon, it could have been anything, but the footage, anybody with 2 ounces of brains can see that and realize that humanity's under attack.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And again, I think that one is one of the videos posted from last year, but it's the same kind of stuff this year. And
oh no, this is brand new. It's from Zero Hedge. He put it on the thing last
okay.
night. There's
Good.
Four little short videos. They're like a minute apiece. They're all drones, and it's worth watching for everybody. When you were talking about the uniform
cool.
and the officials, all people
yeah.
have to do is go watch the Stanford, I think it was Stanford Prison Experiment, and the Milgram
yeah.
experiment, and
yeah.
if they have any question how society is being controlled, that's your answer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, so the Milgram experiment, the short version for folks who don't know, the Milgram experiment was basically Stanley Milgram's experiment to see if the Nuremberg defense holds water. You know, we were just following orders kind of nonsense. And turns out that, yeah, if you put a white coat on somebody, they'll, you know, people will follow instructions, which lends itself to, like you said, the Stanford prison experiments. And Philip Zimbardo conducting an experiment that was supposed to be over the course of, what, 2 weeks, I want to say? And it was a simulated prison where students at Stanford were the guards over the summer of 1971. And things got so brutal in less than a week, they had to shut the experiment down. So,
yeah,
I mean,
like
that's how, yeah, exactly.
And the controllers know that. So when they put these things in motion, if we remember those two events, we can maybe act away from that and try to do something. I don't know. Thanks for taking my call, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Definitely. Milgram and Stanford Prison Experiments. Philip Zimbardo wrote a book about it, The Lucifer Effect, Understanding How Good People Turn Evil. And, you know, the title pretty much says it all. And then you have all these other books. I mean, I did a series on Road Warrior Radio that I called the Death Cult Ideology Series. And, you know, you start looking around, these guys are like Ivy League pirates. They fly the Jolly Roger everywhere, skull and bones. And they have these sort of death cult ideas that they infect the body politic with. And the next thing you know, everybody's wearing a, you know, skull and crossbones and just awful stuff like that. So you have books like, you know, Daniel Goldhagen's term eliminationism, I think, is the operative concept, or R.J. Rummel's book Death by Government, where democide is responsible for more unnatural deaths in civilization than anything else, really. Ordinary Men, Christopher Browning's book, Worse Than War, Genocide, Eliminationism, and the Ongoing Assault on Humanity was Daniel Jonah Goldhagen's book and documentary. People just, you know, people forget. When I went through that series, I mentioned Rudolf Hess was the one. You know, people say Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, what do you think? Isn't she, oh, she's so courageous. I think Rudolf Hess said it best. National socialism is nothing but applied biology, i.e. eugenics, genocide, democide, eliminationism. And that's a sentiment that's been echoed. Remember, Hayek wrote in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 2 in particular, that people forget that socialism was frankly authoritarian in its beginnings. So that's how they get you, as the saying goes. They draw you in. Hey, you're going to get benefits. And then you go, wait a second. You're taking something from me to give to other people, and you call that a benefit? Why don't you just leave me with my 10? And if I want to give you one, I'll decide. Anyway, on and on the story goes, as you know. Back to the phones. Ken in New York, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. If you would have the time, take a look at SSI.org and look at the life of Gerard O'Neill. Have you heard of him?
Yes.
He's probably, it sounds like he was building on the work of Tesla, maybe not knowingly, but his idea was to use a microwave from the moon to beam power back to Earth. I guess it would be a collector. But, you know, if there wasn't a collector, it would be a beam with an awful lot of energy tied up in it.
Yeah.
And he also spoke about, he invented the storage ring that's part of the, it's part of most accelerators today, and he spoke about a proposal, something about the ring accelerator could be used as a K-particle factory, and he describes energy being tuned to a certain frequency and super high voltage, that sort of thing. I'm not an expert in this stuff, but I used to read a lot about Tesla. I didn't know he had a patent on his power transmission method. But I do remember reading about him where he said something to the effect that his lightning or his power, he could go around the world with it because it would be like a stone skipping across water. It would land, it would jump at certain places, land, and then I'm wondering if there's something to do with, you said the fires had some spacing to them?
Well, you know, if you look at the videos people have done, directed energy weapon kind of stuff, DEW in conjunction with the fires, California in particular, you see peculiarities where, for example, one area is just devastated, pulverized. Everything is destroyed, you know, to dust.
Yes, I heard you say that.
And then right next to that, some things are fine. You know, and you look at the same thing with, you know, Panama City, you know, hurricane damage. Same kinds of things. And that really raises, I think, considerable speculation when you start, you know, tying some of that, those peculiarities together.
Well, I don't live too far from White Cliff. They still, apparently, I haven't seen it personally, but they still have the structure up there. I'm on Eastern
have
Long
you,
Island.
Have you seen, speaking of Wydenclyff, in Aaron and Melissa Dyke's recent video that I mentioned, they actually include footage of Wydenclyff. So.
Oops, good night.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. That's the name of that video. Like I said earlier, Tesla technology has been revived. That's the one. Anyway, that'll do it. It's Friday. I hope you have a great weekend. Appreciate your ear. I hope it was informative. Have a great weekend.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.